Mountain Talk, talking about the mountain and life on it. Aaron Casey hanging out with Charlie Parker, conspiracy theorist extraordinaire.
Car guy.
I'll give you all sorts of titles today.
I'm just getting known for being a health nut, you know.
You are a health nut. Now, you know, a while back, gosh, I want to say 5-8 years ago, I saw Jenny McCarthy go on to CNN and talk about her son had autism, and she was claiming it was from the hepatitis B vaccine. Never heard much more about it. And then you walk in last week and you hand me this paper about doctors who discovered cancer enzymes in vaccines and how those doctors that were speaking out about it are
now dead.
Yeah.
All 14 of them. And there's probably going to be more before there's done.
Yeah.
You know, I started on this back. I came across, if you read, I hope that Karen will put this article out in Natural Living come May. I know she's going to censor it. She does that. But anyway, be that as it may. Hi, Karen, if you're listening.
Should I censor you?
Yeah. I came across Dr. Robert Strecker, which is in my article, discovered that the AIDS virus was engineered and intentionally deployed down for one in Africa, which is where it emerged. And they also deployed it in San Francisco, I found out later on. And he was subsequently committed suicide, allegedly, by his gunshot wound, as did his brother Ted, who was also suicide by gunshot wound. And then there was, what was his name, State Representative Douglas Huff of Chicago. He was found dead of an overdose in cocaine and heroin, and he was not a drug user, but he was a supporter of Strecker and his work. Now, this is back in the late 1980s.
Right.
And then last summer, I started getting emails from, because I, you know, we all get a lot of emails from friends and stuff.
Right.
And Dr. Bradstreet ended up dead, and then there was another doctor a couple of weeks later, and another. And by the end of the summer, we've got like 12, 13 doctors. And I'm wondering, okay, what's going on here? And I continued to follow it, and there's been one that died as recently as about 6 weeks ago or so, which makes it about 14 now. And all of these doctors and chiropractors, most of them lived in Florida. They were all working on the cause of autism and other diseases. And what they had done was they discovered a protein enzyme called Naegelis, and that's a short name for it. The full name is about 48 letters, and I can't even begin to pronounce it. But anyway, this will be in my article. And this Naegelis, and I've as we were talking about while we were off the air, over the last 3 or 4 years, quite a few engineers, if you want to call them that, that have worked in big pharma have turned whistleblower and say, yeah, we're putting this in the vaccines. And, you know, statistically, the cancer rate is going to 50%. Pretty much. I mean, that's one out of every two people. So the question arises, if we didn't have this protein enzyme in us before or when we were born, then how did it get in there? And what Dr. Bradstreet and all of his colleagues were doing was they've narrowed it down to the vaccines that they had been putting into infants, and it was causing autism and later on type 2 diabetes and the emergence of more cancer. And the list just goes on and on and on. And what was really interesting about this was, when I was reading about it, was that this Naegelis that they put in the vaccines, aside from the mercury, the aluminum, and all the other toxins, goes in and it shuts down, it blocks your vitamin D3, which is you need for as part of your immune system. And then it also completely disables your immune system. In other words, it just shuts it down.
Like X-Files.
And we'll get to that in a minute. Because I saw, you know, and I called you the other day and talked to you about that.
I knew, you know, I'm going to have a little bit of fun with you on this.
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah, I didn't want to throw in the X-Files simply because, here you go, another loony X-File nut, you know, right. Conspiracy guy. But I got to tell you, what was uncanny, because I gave you this article last week before this came out.
Yes, you did.
And I thought, okay, I'm going to watch this because I like Dana and
Scully. Yeah, and Fox Mulder.
Yeah. Same here. Yeah. And what was unusual about this case and these 14 doctors is that I got to read this because it's kind of involved. This is okay. It says the short version of Naegeli's is that it causes a cascade effect of disease. Naegeli's locates and attacks one specific 2-electron bond located only at the 420th amino acid position on a huge protein molecule, one of tens of thousands of proteins, each containing millions of electrons. The targeting of this molecule is so precise, it has been described as targeting a park bench from 6,000 miles away, and it never misses its target. There is no other collateral damage when this occurs. Now, let me illustrate that for everybody out there. So we know what we're talking about, one molecule, and I did this for you yesterday. Picture a gymnasium, floor to ceiling, wall to wall, full of ping pong balls. And then I want you to hit one ping pong ball only in that entire gymnasium. Now, this gets into X-File stuff and DNA and RNA stuff. How is it? I mean, this, I hate to use the word believe because I try to work on facts. How do you target something this small in a mass that big with such precision without having assistance or knowledge of some kind?
Well, it's science, and
up to a point.
Well, correct. But you know, if all this is truly the case, if that is truly what is happening here, then you know, they obviously have the means.
Obviously,
so
because they're doing it
right. Well,
you know, and this down the road, this is why kids, they start getting sick, and then they get a, you know, the parent is dealing with that, and then the kid comes down with something else, and then it compounds what he already had, and it just kind of cascades. And that's why and this is just a speculation on my part, but I said in the article, I think this Naegeli's causes a cascade effect of disease. In other words, you get one thing and it makes that worse, and you get something else, it makes that worse, and it just keeps going from there. And I have seen all too many teenagers and people, kids in their teens and up to, you know, our age, if you will, the emergence of more and more cancer, the more and more diabetes, autism. Now, the one thing Bradstreet and his team had done was they reintroduced a natural protein enzyme called GCMAF, which I know absolutely nothing about, other than I know our body produces this naturally, and it is our defense system. And when this stuff is in there and fully functional, we don't get disease, because the GCMAF goes in, selectively targets the disease, kills it, and then cleans up the mess, because that's the way we're designed.
That's not science fiction.
No, that's fact.
But so the opposite of being able to target that would be just as that one...
Targeting that one end protein.
Right.
Would
be just as doable.
Right. Now, I have learned, because, again, being the health wacko that I am, I wrote an article on pH levels, which I talked to you about, raising your pH. And I give this is all stuff doctors have come out with. This is, I'm not a doctor. I don't give medical advice. Somebody wants to know something, I just give them whatever this doctor is that he wrote, you know?
Right.
And
now, where do you find, real quick, I got to cut you off because we're going to have to take a break here in a minute.
Okay.
But where do you find your research materials? I mean, where do you research all of this? Because I can sit here and tell you all sorts of things as well.
Right. Yeah. No, I on the internet. And there's one doctor in Brazil. He was an American doctor. He thinks the American medical business is full of psychopaths and sociopaths, and they're all insane. And I tend to agree with him somewhat.
So
but anyway,
Wall Street.
Yeah. Very good doctor. His name's Dr. Circus, and that's with an S, and you can look him up on the internet. And he talks extensively about using baking soda, believe it or not, as curing, one of the helpful cures for cancer. And I know we're not supposed to use that word, but I have shown people this, and they have, in fact, cured prostate cancer, a couple of cases, colon cancer. It's all curable, but you just have to know what to do, when to do it, and how to do it. And it's not hard.
All right. We're going to get more into this discussion after the break. We're going to take a quick break. From now on, I'm going to start opening up the phone lines. If you're listening and you have a question for any of my guests, the phone number to remember is 368-2280. That's 928-368-2280. You can give us a call. If there's no guests, ask for songs, or if you want to talk to the guests, give us a call, and I'll put you on the air with them as well. Right now, though, we are going to step away. Your next song is?
Oh, Wild Thing.
You definitely are. A little bit of Tone Loc, Real Radio for Real People, KVSL.
Let's do it.
And welcome back to Mountain Talk, hanging out with Charlie Parker, talking about 14 dead doctors and counting. Yeah. Right?
I hope there's no more.
Well, you put it in your title there.
Yeah. It just shows you that Big Pharma and the FDA will go to any length to keep the cash flow going.
Right. 368-2280 is the phone number to call if you want to ask Charlie any questions about this. We're talking about Nagalese. Is that what it's called?
Yeah, that's a short name for it. And then the counter for it that the doctors were using is called GCMAF. And I wanted to mention that there was a company in Europe, I believe it was England, who was producing and distributing this. And they were shut down about 6 or 7 weeks ago by the authorities there. And then the FDA outlawed it or made it illegal here because it was quote unquote not approved. Now, the interesting thing is that Dr. Bradstreet and Gonzalez and the other, his team there on autism alone was getting an 85% cure rate reintroducing the GCMAF. And the other 15% were well on their way. And, they've used it on cancer patients and diabetes, you know. Now, I know for a fact, doing this for as many years as I have, there's no single silver bullet, okay?
Right.
You have to work on your nutrition. I know for a fact, because my father was a nutritionist, today there is no vitamins in the food. It's commercial, not to mention the GMOs, which... Yeah. So I have been taking myself vitamins for years. I've avoided and fixed a lot of my own problems, which is, you know, the last go around was some plaque on my heart. They wanted $100,000. I said, I don't think so. Let me out of here. You know, keep your $30,000 helicopter trip.
Right.
And your stents. And I got a second opinion a month later after I had started working on it. And the second opinion doctor said, you don't need a stent. So in just 1 month, I had taken what was potentially a deadly situation down to, oh, you're not looking too bad. You know, keep doing what you're doing.
Right.
So after the course of about a year, now during the course of this, I also had arrhythmia. My heart was skipping, which is scary, you know.
Right.
And I did some more study on that, again, with Dr. Circus. And that's just a magnesium deficiency. So after about 90 days of boosting my magnesium, because calcium, magnesium, and zinc all work together, but you take a little extra magnesium, and over the course of about 3 months, my heart steadily got better, skipped less and less and less and less. And now today, maybe, if it does it, I don't feel it, you know.
Right.
And that's rare at best. The other thing I found that a friend of mine was getting migraines forever, and I said, well, you need to bump up your magnesium. Now, this guy is like, I don't know, probably 35, 40-ish. Had migraines all his life. Never found a cure, you know, fix for it. I said, go get calcium, magnesium, and zinc, and a little bottle of extra of magnesium. Take that. Maybe you might want to get some other vitamins to go with it. But I said, bump up your magnesium and then let me know. 3 days later, he says, they're gone. He said, nobody has ever done that, ever. And they haven't been back. And migraines. I mean, back in 1995, Dr. Joe Wallach.
He got them daily.
Huh?
He got them daily.
Well, yeah.
Because I get migraines as well, but that's like once a month, twice a month.
Well, that's just a magnesium deficiency. I'd bet on it.
Well, I just was interested that he had found the cure and realized that it had completely gone forever in 3 days.
Yeah.
I'm not coming at you.
There was another lady that had the same problem, and she came back a week later and thanked me. She said, I've been to every doctor in the world. They didn't know how to fix it. She said, it's gone.
Wow.
And she almost kissed me. So, Dr. Joe Wallach is... he's got a website called Majestic Minerals or something like that. And he did a seminar or a talk back in 1995. It's called Dead Doctors Don't Lie. And he started out as a veterinarian. And he did thousands of cases of, you know, turkeys and elephants and lions and pigs and you name it. And what they wanted to do was find out why these animals were dying prematurely. And in every single case, it was a nutrient or a vitamin deficiency of some kind. So then he later became an MD, and he started applying this to his patients. And this has been going on for a long time. I mean, we're talking, 20 years now,
Right.
And that was back 20 years. My wife is a nurse, and we go round and round sometimes. But she got me started on this stuff, too. And after, I wasn't feeling too good when I was about 40 years old. I mean, I was kind of run down, and, she said, listen, dummy, you're going to start taking this stuff, And I did when I was a little kid. Our parents used
Which stuff?
Well, the vitamins.
Okay, just regular vitamins.
Yeah, but, the vitamin C and the Maltese and the flaxseed and all the other stuff we don't get in the food anymore.
Okay.
And then after about a year, I told her, I said, I feel pretty good now. But it took a year.
Right.
But you got to remember, I spent 40 years depleting everything. So it's not, everybody wants an instant fix. If I can't get my instant coffee and it doesn't work by tomorrow, I don't want to hear about it. Well, it doesn't work like that. You've spent X amount of years trashing your body. It's complaining now, and you're getting diseases and stuff. And you might want to think about trying to reverse it. So it's a combination of doing some cleanses, of building your system up. And then maybe you can start dealing with a particular disease, that's supposedly incurable.
So I'm hearing you correctly that I'm not getting all the vitamins and nutrients I need in my bag of birthday cake Oreos.
I'm going to shoot you. He's harassing me, folks.
I am. Yeah. Oh, I'm going to harass you just a little bit here. Because I got one question, though.
What?
Because you're talking about how the nutrients and all that are no longer present in the foods that we have today.
Right.
Available to us. Do you have any research? Can you quote any research or where you found that research?
There was congressional hearings back in the 50s that I'm aware of that they talked about that back then, because as things got more...
That's been 60 years since then, though.
That's right.
So, there's been no changes?
No, it's only gotten worse. The farms got corporatized. The family farmer is, I won't say he's going extinct, but, it's been, so now the farmers have been forced into the situation where they got to maintain X amount of dollars. So they got to grow the stuff as fast as they can. And then along comes Monsanto, of course, and then the GMO started. But now, and again, you and I have talked about this too, that the farmers who are attempting or trying to grow their organic farms are now beginning to sue Monsanto for contaminating their organic crops with the GMO crops.
Well, we're also the only nation in the world that pays farmers not to farm.
Well, that's really stupid. I don't quite understand that. I guess it's so we import. I know that the GMO crops have been banned. I think the last figure I got was over 26 countries. Russia, a lot of the countries.
Well, we're a little off topic, though, because we're here to talk about the GCMAF and of course, the other one, the NAGLES.
NAGLES.
So those are the two big ones we're talking about right now. So the NAGLES, that was found to create cancers and other types
of that's a cancer diseases. Protein enzyme that cancer normally produces by itself. So they figured out, a way to either synthesize this and then put it into the vaccinations. On top of the mercury and the aluminum and stuff that's already in the vaccinations. I mean, why would any... I've seen what this does when some of the babies get injected is it causes a cyclone storm, which is an extreme reaction in the baby. It causes swelling of the brain, and the baby's in extreme pain. He arches his back and he screams for hours. There was, I mentioned the Gardasil vaccine, where there were some girls they injected down in Mexico. I think it was in Mexico City. And all of the girls went into convulsions with their backs arched and they were foaming at the mouth. This is from one vaccination.
Right. Now, the article that you gave me to read before this talks about depopulation.
Uh-huh.
I want to get into that. Why would anybody want to depopulate?
That's one of Bill Gates' things, you know, but that's one. Have you ever heard of the Georgia Guidestones?
No.
Okay, we can look that one up.
All right, I'll look that one
up. On the Georgia Guidestones, they state that they want to take the population of the planet down to 500 million people for, I guess, purposes of control. I don't know why. You may or may not have heard the term useless feeder.
All right, so we definitely got to take a break here. Useless feeders. I know a couple of them.
Yeah, I do too.
No, we're going to take another break. Really interesting stuff. You can find more information online. I'm sure we'll talk about a little bit here.
Tons
as
of it.
Well. We're kind of all over the place with this, to be honest, because there's so much information to try to cram into a 1 hour show.
Yeah, we could do this twice. But
Neon Nettle is the website that you first presented to me.
Right.
So neonnettle.com, you can go there and they have all sorts of these alternative stories you can check out. I'll call them alternative.
There's another good website called healthnutnews.com. She's very, in fact, she had all the stuff on the doctors. She was one of the websites because she knew a lot of them in Florida.
Perfect. We'll be back. Your next song is...
Oh, what are we doing? Can't help myself. Did I get it right?
You got it right.
Oh, cool.
Real Radio for Real People, KBSL. And welcome back to Mountain Talk. Aaron Casey hanging out with Charlie Parker talking about the
Naegelis and GCMAF.
Yeah, Naegelis prevents the vitamin D being produced in the body. It is being found in vaccines that we're forcing our children to have. The only way to counter this is by getting this GCMAF, which is not available in the United States because it's not FDA approved.
Right. But there is a way to boost your immune system, because having already worked with people that have had prostate cancer and colon cancer and showing them what other doctors have written as far as what they can do to, and I mean, cure their cancer. You know, I mean, I know
that's a huge claim.
Well, I've seen them do it. I mean, I don't have cancer, so I don't, you know.
But here's my question on that, and just the reality of my world, the way I see it, not saying anything negative here, but the thing is if it's that easy, if it's, because you talk about the, you know, baking soda and different things raising your alkaline levels, etc.
Right.
If it's that easy and if it's that simple, then everyone in the medical industry, everybody in the world is
I know what you're going to say.
Out against everybody else.
In the last article I wrote last year about raising your pH was that it's all about the money.
I understand the money part of things, because somebody $20 for a box of baking soda to five.
You know, if they can put it into a pill form of some kind and to make millions of dollars, I suppose they'll do that, but they won't. The simple fact of the matter is we're depleted on our nutrients and we eat. I mean, I've seen what people eat. I mean, they live on soda pops. One of the worst things you can do is your energy drinks, as an example.
Hold on, I got my energy drink soda.
Yeah, I see. I'm gonna spank you later. So
that's
the thing is, it's and we're still getting off point again.
No, that's okay. The thing is that because I'm going back to the Naegelis, because this is
that's cancer. Produces its own, and so I guess they found a way to synthesize that and put it in the vaccines.
Now the FDA though has to approve the vaccines.
Well, they're bought and paid for. Are you kidding?
So, but wait, you still have more than just one or two or three people that are going through and doing the research and the studies.
Oh, hundreds.
So all of those people are just allowing this to pass by and not saying anything to anybody because they don't want to affect their paycheck?
It's pretty close.
Because it's okay to do mass genocide.
Well, all right, look at it this way. These people, I'm sure, are well paid. But there's been whistleblowers, And you can find, I mean, everything we're talking about, you can research for yourself.
Okay.
And you won't find one or two, you'll find multiples. I mean, literally hundreds. Some of these whistleblowers have disappeared.
And can't you also find thousands opposing that opinion as well?
That's called disinformation, yes.
Okay. I'm just getting that out there, being fair.
Yeah. There is a constant disinformation going about, you know, I read a couple articles about Bradstreet and Gonzalez and the rest of his team there in Florida, where they were practicing quack medicine. Okay. In spite of years of successful cures, right. You know, again, autism, 85% cure rate. The other 15% were on their way. Cancer, diabetes, heart disease, you name it. But this also, this is just part of your immune system. Another part is, again, pH level, raising that, getting that to normal. Our food supply here is 80% acidic and 20% alkaline. It should be 80% alkaline and 20% acidic, and then we would be fine. I think there's a counter for not...
According to the research that you've read.
Well, a lot of the stuff that I've put into practice for myself, and I keep in mind, folks, I have been through some of this stuff myself, and I don't want the snake venom and monkey pus. I don't need it, okay? I don't want to be in a situation where I'm dependent on something that is going to, in long term, do me more harm than good. Because I honestly think that from what I've seen in all its papers and doctors that I've researched, that this stuff is really designed to shorten your life. And I've seen that.
Or to keep you a patient.
Yeah.
Now, where can people find more information on this? If they want to look into it more and do a little bit more research, what are some of your favorite sites to go to check out this information?
Dr. Circus, and that's with an S, is one of my favorites. Dr. Blaylock is another one.
B-L-A-Y-L-O-C-K.
Yeah. Okay. In fact, he's done quite a few videos. Once you start looking these up and watching YouTube and reading, you will find more doctors. Dr. Mercola is another one. Dr. Janet Starr Hull did extensive research on aspartame poisoning, which I've written about also.
Right.
That'll stop your heart. You get enough of it in you. There's quite a few doctors that have come out on chemo and radiation. The survival rate for chemotherapy and radiation is about 5 years with about a 3% survival rate. So 97 to 98% of the patients die after chemo and radiation. I know this. They killed my best friend with radiation in 3 days, you know, because he had cancer. He wouldn't listen to me, and it's kind of a sore spot with me.
I follow that 100%. I follow the only, you know, getting back to this
GCMAF. I have no idea.
Thank you.
Other than it's our body produces it naturally, and that this Nagalees, and I would assume other things, help block our vitamin D3 intake, which is why they tell us to take vitamin D3, and then it also shuts down your immune system. Now, one of the worst things, and here's another thing, you know, everything that comes over on mainstream media, you know, use sunblocker. Wrong. Don't. You need the D3. That's why they're telling you to block the D3. Think about it.
All right. Well, I personally, I'm a redhead. I need the sunblocker. Otherwise, it's blister city.
Fry your butt.
15 minutes.
15 minutes. Toast.
Michelle, well, Rachel, no, anybody. 15 minutes in the shade with the reflection off the grass, and I'm sunburned.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, then keep it down to 2 minutes. But you still, then you can take it in pill form. I mean, it's out there. You know.
I follow. But, all right. So you can find out information. That Dr. Circus.
Dr. Circus. Yeah, with an S. Yeah.
And Blaylock.
Blaylock. Dr. Mercola.
Do you have blog or a website or something?
No. An interesting happened when I started writing this article. I don't know. It's been over, going about 2 weeks ago. People were trying to hack my computer.
Wow. But you do have an article coming out probably in the Independent. We're not sure yet.
Yeah, well, I got to talk to Karen. It'll be in the Natural Living, and it's just 14 dead doctors and counting. I have the full article. You can read that there about what happened to these doctors.
Right.
And I'm sure there'll be some more, you know. But again, if anybody has
hope not.
But. Well, no, I, you know, it's just money, You know.
Well, by the same token, though, on the flip side of that same coin,
right.
Could it not also be the people that are making these stories up to get your money to go into their natural remedies and get them to and give your money to them?
I guess the bottom line is money anywhere. Dr. Bradstreet's one of his children had autism, which is what his incentive was for trying to find a cure for the autism.
Does he do his work for free?
No, he's dead.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Sorry. Forgive me.
Him and what was the other one's name here? Dr. Shivers?
Right.
Yeah, she was only 49. Somebody bashed her head in with a hammer.
Wow.
You know, I mean, this is, you know, brutal stuff.
Go ahead and Google it. GCMAF. It's a protein derived macro. I can't even pronounce that word. It's all too much information for my little.
Yeah, body. It's in our bodies normally.
But you can Google that. You can also Google Nagales. Nagalese.
Nagalase. Yeah.
And you can get the information about both of those, or you can just search immunizations causing cancer.
Yeah.
And you'll get all the same links will pop up for that as well.
Type in nurses against vaccinations. That's interesting.
There you go. Perfect. Unfortunately, we are out of time. We got to get out of here. Charlie, thank you so much for taking the time to be on the show.
Yeah, maybe I'll be back. I don't know. We can go on.
Yeah, we could. I have fun with you on. I'll come at you. You can come at me. It's all good.
We're just trying to help.
It's in the name of information.
Right.
So that's what it's all really about. All right, your last song is...
Oh, I have no idea. You made me write these down. What do we do? Have you ever seen the rain?
Creedence Clearwater Revival. Stick around. John Tesh coming up with some intelligence for your life. And at about 3:15 today, we're going to be going live with Sports Zone Radio to check out the Snowflake Boys basketball team. They won last night.
Won
30 games this season. Let's make it 31 today. And then the finals is on Saturday if they win tonight.
I hope this isn't another Cardinals thing.
KVSL.